This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Thursday, October 14th. I'm Nick Jasinski, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is $1.94. That was Delta Airlines' average jet fuel price per gallon in the third quarter. The company said Wednesday that it expects that to increase in the rest of 2021. Higher fuel costs would be an obvious negative for Delta's profit margins. That gloomy prediction spoiled what was otherwise a solid quarter for Delta. The airline posted its first quarterly profit since the COVID-19 pandemic began, and management is planning for a busy holiday travel season. Delta said it expected revenue to be back to at least 70% of 2019 levels in the fourth quarter. But if higher fuel costs hit profits next quarter, despite a continued rebound in ticket sales, investors won't give Delta much credit. The stock dropped almost 6% on Wednesday. The next number up is 2%. That's how much the price of gold surged on Wednesday. It was the biggest one-day gain for the metal since March and pushed gold to its highest price in a month. The catalyst was September inflation data released yesterday morning. The September Consumer Price Index rose 5.4% year-over-year, accelerating from August's pace. That's a boost for the gold price, which is widely seen as a hedge against inflation. An ounce of gold is worth more dollars when the value of the currency gets inflated away. So when investors see high inflation and expect more in the future, the price of gold tends to rise. Our last number is 4. That's how many of the U.S.'s largest banks are reporting this morning. It's a busy one for bank stock investors and analysts. Morgan Stanley, Bank of America, Citigroup, and Wells Fargo all released their third quarter financials today, following JPMorgan Chase on Tuesday. That bank posted profits that were well ahead of analysts' prediction. Much of the beat came thanks to a 45% jump in investment banking revenues compared with a year ago. Mergers and acquisitions activity is going strong, and that's good for JPMorgan's business. Also helping third quarter earnings was a roughly $2 billion release of reserves set aside last year for bad loans. As the economy, businesses, and consumers have recovered, banks have been able to reduce those rainy day funds. Goldman Sachs is the next bank on deck to report tomorrow. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Thursday, October 14th. I'm Nick Jasinski, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.